We've conducted the interviews by telephone with 1001 Kent residents the end of May, beginning of June, so hot off the press. And we actually set quotas and then weight the data to ensure that the sample is actually nationally representative by gender, by age, by socioeconomic group and by constituency. So we get a genuine representative view of what people in Kent think.
And obviously we've got an outcome as to what people in Kent think in terms of overall in or out, and we'll come to that in a second. But first of all, I want to find out what kind of things people in Kent are worried about in terms of staying or leaving.
Okay, well, people in Kent's main concerns around immigration, we've got sort of about 40% of people, 39% of people spontaneously mentioning immigration. Then the economy and jobs, 34% of people again independently raise that with us. The ability to make our own laws, about a quarter of people, well, exactly a quarter of people raise that as an issue. And the cost of being in the EU, that was a big topic for people, 15% of people representing that. The things they were raising changed depending on whether they were people that wanted to leave or wanted to stay. So those wanting to leave, top of the charts, if you like, as expected, I guess, was immigration. 58% of people wanting to leave spontaneously mentioned immigration as a problem. Then 40% of them represented sovereignty and the ability to make our own laws, and 22% the cost of being in the EU. It was a very, very different picture. The top three things spontaneously mentioned by those people wanting to stay were the economy and jobs, nearly half of them, 47% raising that. The single market and trade, 19%. And then security, 13%. So for the people wanting to remain in the EU, it really was all about the economy and jobs. Everything else came a very close second, whereas those people wanting to leave, immigration was top of the charts, but sovereignty up there, the ability to make our own laws, and the cost of being in the EU too, all top issues for them.
So the big question then, is Kent in or out?
Well, Kent are decisively out. When you look at those residents who are likely to vote and have decided, 57% have said they're going to vote to leave the EU. So that's a decisive, significant number of people in Kent saying they want to leave the EU. For the referendum, it looks like the vote is going to be really, really high. When we look back to when we did some work with Kent Messenger Group for the general election in 2015, 82% of people said that they were going to vote. Now, obviously, the actual numbers were lower because for one reason or other, some people don't turn out. But for the referendum, it is significantly higher. We had 91% of people we spoke to saying that we're planning to go out and vote. 91%, that's a huge number. Now, obviously, it will be lower on the day because, again, people won't turn out. But that's kind of like come, you know, significantly higher than the number of people that said that they would vote in the general election.
And is that the most surprising thing about the entire poll for you? Or is there anything else that stands out to you as a professional pollster?
I think it was surprising how much higher than the general election it was. These are really, really high numbers and statistically significant. I was surprised at quite how strongly people in Kent felt that vote of 57% of those people decided that they're going to vote and have made a decision. That it surprised me it was that high when you look at the national polls as well. But then I guess Kent are on the gateway to Europe, and some of the comments and things people are making show that they're seeing some of the issues with that.
You obviously mentioned at the start in the methodology that we've got, you've obviously got a breakdown of the sexes as well. How does that look?
It's quite interesting. The men are even more likely to vote to leave. 60% of men are currently saying they want to leave, when it's 54% of women. Also interestingly, you've got more women who are currently undecided. They haven't made their mind up yet. But, you know, on our figures for Kent, 60% of men saying they want to leave, 54% of women wanting to leave. The undecideds are going to have to, you know, really swing to change that result in Kent.
So we've talked about the difference between men and women. How about different age groups?
Again, interesting. When you look at those people 55 and older, massive, massive, significant result in favour of leaving the EU. We've got 65% of those likely voters who've decided how to vote saying they will vote to leave. Again, in the 34 to 54 year old bracket, we've got 55% of people saying that they want to leave. Amongst the 18 to 34 year olds, it really is statistically neck and neck, which is surprising as a lot of the coverage has suggested that young people are more pro the EU. While we're not seeing that borne out in statistics, perhaps marginally ahead in some of the age brackets of those younger people in Kent. but reflecting the whole of the county as a whole, a definite vote to leave.
Now, we have got a breakdown of the local constituencies, haven't we? But you're kind of urging a bit of caution with these figures.
I think it is very important to be cautious on these, because when you break down the sample to the individual, I think with 17 constituencies in Kent, obviously they're low base sizes, so there is a margin of error there. So these results, we would say, are indicative rather than conclusive.
But in general, looking at the breakdown, excuse me, from the constituencies, it seems they're very much decided one way or the other. I think apart from maybe Dartford and Gravesham, the North West Kent area, it's almost there's not very many that are neck and neck, really, are there?
I think that's right. I think, as I say, they're low base sizes, so you have to be cautious. But when you look at Kent as a whole, is absolutely representative. That's what's going to happen, that people are going to want to vote to leave.
And just as a final point, I mean, talking of urging of caution, we have to take polls, don't we? We learned from the general election last time around that we have to not take them with a pinch of salt, but we have to be careful, don't we?
You always have to be careful of polls. Firstly, you have to make sure it's a representative sample. Well, everything possible has been done to do that here, and it is, in research terms, a representative sample. But you also have to remember that that is a reflection of people's views that we spoke to at that point of time. And if there is a big incident or something happens, that could change people's views. And little things we've known from polls and things in the past, even depending on the weather, affects the turnout, the number of people that turn out, the type of people that turn out, can all impact the results. Hence this huge focus you've seen on some of the campaigns of trying to get more young people to register, because there's a perception that young people will be more in favour of Europe, and perhaps not fully borne out or not as strongly as expected by our research in Kent, but that's why people get so focused on it, and so anything could happen on, I would say, in what happens in the next week or so.